Yo, everybody, what's going on? It is June 19th, 2018, and you are listening to Uncommuted. So I went to tennis last night, and that was fun because we just did some drills and stuff. And, you know, I kind of got better with my swing and everything. So hopefully, if I keep going, if I keep going to tennis, I'll probably get a little bit better. But yesterday, they were doing drills and stuff, and that happened to be the last day that they were doing those kinds of drills that would have helped me to, you know, kind of get my act together. So, you know, I'm a little, I got in too late. That's a winter thing, and I think that was just the very end of that winter half. It was like something they usually do in the winter. So now that it's, you know, mid-June, I guess that's over until later. But, still going to go to tennis and still going to try to play up to these other guys' level. And there is a tournament next month that I think I'm going to join. And they pair you up with your same skill set. So, you know, I'll see if I'm able to play in that. Or I am able to play in that. So I'm going to sign up for it. But I just need to figure out what level I am, you know. But aside from that, I was listening to a podcast on the way home from work and from tennis last night, and there was a part of it that I just thought was very strange, and I can, you know, and I think that that's something that I can talk about as a storyteller. You got all these people in a bunker. It's like, you know, one of these apocalyptic scenarios. Everybody's in a bunker, and in order for them to figure out what's going on, one of them needs to go outside and basically die so they can get scientific data to figure out what's going on in, like, outside. It's a little strange. It makes sense in the story, but the way they did it is like, you know, people immediately protested, and then the woman who laid that, you know, who kind of dropped that bomb on them, was like, well, I think the easiest way to do it is to draw straws, you know, and then, like, the next scene, somebody's getting all strapped up, and ready to go outside and die for research. And I just feel like this was an opportunity. This is an example of one of those opportunities where it just moves a little too fast. I feel like there would have been more attempts from people to fight back against the woman who said that they needed to do this. People who have said, well, if we need to do it, why don't you do it? And, you know, all of those questions that come up in kind of a crazy situation like that, all of the normal things, they just kind of left it there, and moved right on to the next scene. Now, I understand that they may have done that for time. I mean, I guess they're trying to, the podcast seems to only run like 20 minutes per episode, but I felt like, you know, that's something that needed to be in there to kind of ramp up the drama. And that's something that I look at when I read other people's, when I do like beta reads and stuff for other books, and when I edit my own work, is, you know, what pieces of drama am I leaving on the table and not really mining and not really getting all of the emotional juices out of it for the reader. Because I know for my first book, you know, those were some of the notes that I got back from my editor, was that, you know, there were some moments that I could have really, you know, sold certain parts and made them a little bit juicier. You know, I have these scenes where a character has to talk with an elemental spirit that's kind of like inhabited their body, so they kind of have like this internal conversation. And I had to ramp those conversations up more in my book in order to kind of get some more out of the scene, get some more drama out of the scene, because that's the stuff that readers like. They like the drama, they like the tension. Can't just gloss over stuff. So I just thought that was interesting. It's not a strike against the podcast in general, but that was just one part that made me think, like, yeah, that's something that I have to be on the lookout for. And, you know, I'm hoping it's not a sign of where that podcast is going as far as, you know, everything is concerned. But it definitely, I don't know, it definitely changes whether or not it's a well-paced work. In that case and in many other cases, when you don't really look at those scenes. I'm trying to think of any movies or anything where that kind of thing had happened, where they had just kind of glossed over all the drama. I can't really think of anything right now. I'm sure something will come to mind once I stop recording, but yeah, that's, I don't know, I just thought that was an interesting point. But anyway, I'm going to let y'all go. I will catch you on the way back home from work, and we will talk about something else then. Thanks. Good morning, everyone. It's June 20th, 2018, and you are listening to Uncommuted. And this is going to be like a special double episode since I forgot to actually record my going home segment yesterday, so I decided I'll just combine everything together. So right now I am headed to a work function. We're actually going to Six Flags Great Adventure, a theme park for, I guess it's just a special gift that they're giving my department since we've been doing so well. So it's nice to get out here and enjoy a fun day. I don't think I'll be doing too many roller coasters, and you know, knowing Six Flags, since that's basically every ride, I won't be riding much at all. I'm sure there are some other things there. I haven't been there in a while, but I'm sure I'll still have fun. Hopefully I can leave early, because I don't want to be there all day either, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Anyway, that's what I'm doing right now. Part three of my sci-fi epic is up, so you can vote. Actually, by the time you hear this, you probably won't be able to vote for part three, but you can vote for part four, which I will post once the poll is on Twitter is closed. So just look for my name, @JaredKing, on Twitter. Or you can search Jared King, or you can search Jared D. King, and you'll be able to find me on Twitter. So, that's about all that's going on in my life. I wasn't able to do any editing yesterday, which is sad, but today I think I will be able to get it done since it's going to be a bit of an earlier day and a bit more of a free day for us, so I'll be able to get home and get some work done on the book. Still waiting to hear back about my Octorati. I sent that out to a friend to kind of read over it and give me some impressions. And, you know, I can see where I can go from there. But in the meantime, I do need to be working on this other book. I have a whole list of things that I want to get done, a whole bunch of ideas. And it's really important for me to just be methodic about this and knock some things off of that list and just keep moving. So yeah, that's what I'm aiming for. So just wish me luck, and I will talk to you guys later on my way back. See ya. What's going on, y'all? On my way back home from Six Flags today, and you know, I had a fun day, I will say that. I got there got there around 11 o'clock, and we went on the log flume. We did the Batman ride, one of the roller coasters. Did a couple other things, some interactive things like 3D glasses, rides and stuff, you know, so I had a good time. Ate some food, you know, lunch was free, thank goodness. Thank you, job. And, you know, I was just hanging with one of my friends from work, and, you know, we had a good time. But I am happy to finally be going home because, you know, I was trying to beat the traffic, so I had to leave a little bit early. And so now, you know, traffic is good. I can get home at a good time and, you know, maybe just sit down for an hour and then start getting to work. Oh, also, by the way, I have family members who play Fortnite religiously, so you know that video game that everybody's been talking about? I downloaded it yesterday. I haven't been able to play it yet, so I think I'm going to, like, practice today. Of course, after editing, of course. And then I'm going to try and, like, surprise my brother and some other people who play by just jumping in one of their games. I think that'll be fun. Hopefully I can beat them, but probably at this point they've been playing way more than I have, so. But anyway, that's my plan for the rest of the day. Nothing really specific to talk about at the moment. So that's about it. But I will get some more juicy, interesting things to talk about for tomorrow. And thank you for listening. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.